Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to episode 718, and we record from
Rogers Park, Chicago.
You're getting better.
I'm trying.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Maybe one day you'll be able to do
the whole intro by yourself. I always panic because I can't remember the number of the episode that we're on. Always.
I don't usually, but the reason I know it now is because I put it in the how I save the show.
Oh, so
it's always there.
Yeah, it's right in front
of
you.
So I always know.
There you go.
But next time when we do it, we'll have you guess, and you'll keep guessing until I'm going to
be
hot,
gonna
be cold.
It's going to be 719. Right?
Maybe. Is it?
You just said 718. Oh my God.
Well, you remember that next week though.
I hope so. I don't know.
We were just talking about how like getting old and can't remember shit.
I know.
It's pretty awful.
It is.
So I think, let me check the document here. I don't think we have anything on the list here, but I'm sure. Well, one of the first things we're going to do is Catherine has confirmed.
Yes.
She will be here.
That's
Saturday,
exciting.
March 18th.
There is
11th.
11th, I think.
Y'all, let's get the date right. Let's see here. One second.
Because isn't the 18th the one that she's not
Maybe
available?
Maybe she couldn't do. Yeah.
Okay. While you're confirming that, I have a piece of listener feedback that was sent to me personally.
Oh, wait. I think it's the 20... I don't have my planner with
me. It's okay.
I wrote it down.
We'll confirm it.
It's the 11th or the 25th. I'm pretty sure it's the 25th, maybe. I don't know.
It's coming up in March.
Just look for it, y'all.
Yes.
You're going to love
we'll
it.
Let you know.
Yes.
We'll tweet. There will be shows before that
right.
We'll be able to like actually confirm when you should.
We'll tweet. We'll Facebook.
Yes. And we're still looking for questions. And I know people were like kind of concerned. They were like, well, what kind of questions do you want? And honestly, like anything, Ricky said we're desperate. We're not.
Miss Kathy Bacon was asking, what kind of questions? I'm like, we're desperate. And then you're like, not all of us.
No. I mean, some of us are a little bit more desperate than others.
We want to kind of set a design of like, I think 5 to 8 questions that we can interview with someone for, but ask the same questions to every person.
You can do like sometimes, I mean, it's kind of cliche, but people are like, who would you have dinner with, alive or dead? Like stuff like that. So like slightly more creative than that, I guess,
right.
But like along those lines.
Like we got some good examples from Leslie. She sent in a couple good ones. I added a few on here, but they're not that great, but
should we wait to reveal the questions like when we ask them?
Yeah totally.
Okay. Who would you have dinner with, alive or dead, Ricky?
That's hard. I would think it would be like someone from like way back in the day, like before like modern history and all that
like
stuff.
Like Socrates or Plato or something?
Maybe not that far back, because I want to like...
Napoleon?
That's a good one.
Marie Antoinette.
Cleopatra.
Oh, I bet she's a bitch.
I bet Marie Antoinette was like the fucking bomb, though.
Yeah, she was probably a party girl. She was probably a party girl.
Well, she was like a gambler and all that shit, too, right? You okay? Are you drowning over there?
No, I just set it down. Like, I thought I was setting down that glass of water gently, and it was like, crash! Jesus.
Yeah, it would be someone like that. Like I could go back and see like shit that's not here on the earth anymore.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I once asked, George, like, oh, if you could live like in any era, what era would you live in? And he was like, probably this one. And I was like, why? And he was like, historically things weren't really great for my people in America. And I was like, oh,
well, before the rape of the world happened, I'm sure
it
was wonderful.
I think we were going the first time I went to his family for like Thanksgiving. He like made some comment. We were by, I think we were by the Brookfield Zoo or something, and we went for like a walk in like a park. And he was like, yeah, like we're just celebrating like when your people like raped and pillaged mine. And I was like, that's a little dark.
That's offensive. I wasn't here well, for that.
Well, I mean, but yeah, but.
But you should have been like, well, you sure up on it, aren't you?
You're liking it now. No.
I don't hear nothing about no raping now.
Oh, terrible, terrible people.
That's one good thing. Like, Tony is really into, like, the Aztecs, and he knows all mm-hmm. the history and all that stuff. So it's interesting to learn from his point of view, like,
yeah.
about history. Because, you know, in American history, it's all America is wonderful, America is great.
Yeah.
And then every other history in the world, which is probably right. the correct, accurate versions, were like, not America.
United States. Yes.
Sorry.
Good for
I'm
you.
Getting it. I'm working on it.
Yes.
But Tony tells me things about things that I'm like, what are you talking about? Like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
How did you not learn about the Spanish?
Okay. I did. All right. But I didn't fucking care, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, this happened during the Spanish Inquisition. But he tells me his history of it instead of our boring white watered down version.
Well,
which
white people always think that they're the hero. Right. And like, no, we mostly just ruin everything.
Right. White people ruin fucking everything in this world. But I said that one day and somebody was like, oh, you have white guilt. I'm like, no, it's really not guilt because it's pretty fucking true.
Right.
I mean, it's not inaccurate.
No, it's not inaccurate. That's true. I was telling a story yesterday of I once interviewed for, did I already tell the story about how I interviewed for a job at a bank here in Chicago?
Yes, because you interviewed for it before you interviewed
yeah.
with the company that I work
yes.
for.
Yes. Yes. And the,
but I love it and I think you should tell it.
Well, the, I like my last interview was with the bank president and she was an older Asian woman and everything was going really well until, she told me that she was like, it's going to be really difficult for you to work here. Like, we'd really love to have you, but like, this is like a really multicultural neighborhood and, people hate white men. And I was like, oh, and she was like, yeah, I'm just letting you know it's going to be hard because of the color of your skin and because you're a white man. And I was taken aback. But also that's a little bit of, I think, proof of white privilege, because I'm sure that minorities or people of color hear that shit like at job interviews on the regular, or they it's implied and right. like
which is
fact,
illegal for them to really
right,
say
right
but
so the fact happens. That I made it like near I think it was before I turned 30 it was like nearly 30 years without hearing that is a miracle, but like also I was like I'm pretty sure you can't tell me that like people are gonna hate me because of my race in a job interview. And the HR person called me and was like, we'd love to offer you this job. And I was like, oh great, like I'm definitely interested, but let me run this scenario by you that happened at my interview. And he was like, no, she wouldn't have said that, she didn't say that, let me place you on a brief hold. And then he came back, was like, yeah, we're gonna have to rescind the job offer. And yeah, I think, I mean, maybe I would have had grounds to like sue them had I started working there or something. I could be rich right now, y'all. Why didn't I do it?
You should have done it.
I should have. I don't know. I wasn't really interested in being hated for being white.
Right. Which I guess,
I mean,
I'm probably
I'm already
actually
hated
happens a
for
lot.
Being white right. already. So
I'm sure it happens a lot, but you know, people are smart and they like try to keep their inside thoughts inside. Instead
yeah.
of like how everyone should. I mean, you know.
On one hand, I appreciated her honesty.
Right.
I guess.
Because, I mean, I guess maybe it did keep you from having like a stressful job. But
that's true. And then I worked with you and everybody at that company is evil. So
we don't talk about work.
We don't talk about work or when people leave anonymous notes on your desk about how loud you are. I still want to punch that bitch in the face. Anyway.
You're not holding that at all.
No, I honestly, I thought it was hilarious. And like people were like, the HR there was all like, oh, really concerned. And like, we need to have a conversation and like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, no, I just think it's a shitty thing to do. Like my feelings aren't hurt, but like there is a serious lack of professionalism around this place. So anyway, I digress. Let's not talk about work. I was going to mention earlier, I said I got a small piece of feedback about myself from somebody who listened.
Regarding
my pronunciation of the new Pokemon Go release. We talked about it like two shows ago.
I remember it coming out, but did we say names?
They're from a specific region, and I pronounced the region wrong, because I thought there was an N in it, so I said Johto, but it's Johto. So I apologize to anybody who enjoys Pokemon.
Totally offended.
And I'm really, really sorry about that.
RC Martinez sent me a picture of one that's called Ivysaurus.
Ivysaur, yeah.
Ivysaur.
It's the evolution of Bulbasaur.
Oh, okay. Calm down over there.
There's this one that has a giant...
Calm down, your Japanese is showing.
Well, there's this one that has a giant tongue, and his name is Lickitungue.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, hello. Hey. How you doing?
How you doing? My name is Ricky.
Oh, and I have like a couple of friends that I've been like, oh, you should listen to this podcast because you like podcasts. And one of my friends who is a comedian in Pittsburgh enjoyed one of your jokes and was thinking about stealing it and putting it in his set.
Oh, which one?
From your coming out story where your mom was like, are you going to start wearing my clothes? And you're like, no, I don't wear sweatpants in public. Right. He thought that was hilarious. So,
well, thank you. Well, and if you use it, let me know. You can use it. I don't care. But because I'm not famous and no one will ever know. But I would love to see you or hear you use it. That would be awesome.
He is funny. He'll like...
I could put it in my IMDb.
Yeah.
My non-pictured self.
There's just a big question mark.
Right. Who? What'd you say? He's what?
He is very, very funny. We work together at a theater in Chicago. Okay. Not in Chicago, in Pittsburgh. Where the fuck am I? in front of house. And he's hilarious. And a lot of fun. He visited last year before. He'll probably visit again. So we should have him on
the show.
Ooh.
And he'll make it funny, actually.
Yeah, he is pretty funny. We're funny. Shut up. We're funny.
We're totally funny.
Hilarious.
I hear everyone laughing and applauding right now. Twitter is going off.
We're viral.
So viral. All right. So we have some more phone calls. You want to go through?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see.
Hey guys, it's Baron Frosty. I'm at the bowling alley with Dr. P. I'm calling in with my irrational fear. I have an irrational fear of someone breaking into my house while I'm sleeping and killing me. This fear is based on the fact that my house was broken into once when I lived in Albany while I was sleeping. So ever since then, I've been super paranoid. I can't like sleep on the first floor, and I'm just really weirded out by people like breaking and entering or whatever, and I really need a shotgun. So I hope you guys are well. Bye.
I feel like that's not an irrational fear. That's a pretty rational fear.
I think it's kind of irrational in Albany, New York. I mean, how crazy is it there?
Well, I mean, that's where it happened. He just said that's where it happened.
I know, but how? I guess, but like, shit, I refuse here
anywhere.
I refuse here to live in a basement, a condo,
like a garden,
or a first floor condo where like someone could like touch your window.
Right,
not happening up in Chicago.
No, that would
people
I guess
do it
would
all
scare
the time.
Me. I've never lived in Chicago on a like a first floor or a ground level.
No, I don't
sort
like
of
it.
Thing. And I'm trying to think, like, I lived in a duplex in Pittsburgh. So it was like a house. Like I had a yard and like two floors. So like I didn't really
so
sleep.
Jealous.
On the first floor. I did. Oh my God. I have a really terrible story about, I don't know if I want to tell it because it sounds
that's automatically. Yes. You have to tell it.
Well, it's like the worst, probably the worst I've ever felt about like making a really bad mistake.
How bad is it?
So it was a two bedroom duplex, and, I had one of my best friend came for her, we didn't really have like a bachelorette party, we had like a bridal shower sort mm-hmm. of thing, and I was her man of honor, mm-hmm. and I had like a queen bed in one bedroom, and then like, I don't know, like a twin or a double in another bedroom, and then I had like another bed frame, and we had a pretty big like dining room. And so because we didn't have a third bedroom, I was like, we can just put the bed frame together and you can just sleep on a bed in the dining room, if that's not weird.
Right.
So she did. Came and went, and I was single.
Uh-huh.
And so I would entertain gentlemen callers sometimes in the dining room on the bed that was in there. But then I started seeing this one guy, and it wasn't like we had like an explicit agreement that we were exclusive or anything like that. And I apparently had forgotten that we had scheduled a date that he was going to come over. And I was entertaining another gentleman caller. And the way that the front door was like, you came in the front door and then you could either go up the stairs or like to the side to the living room.
Right.
And like directly, like that was where the dining room was just past the living room. So apparently you could, if you like stood up on your tiptoes and looked in the top of the window, you could see what was happening in the dining room. And
that is a poor choice
of
location.
I forgot that he was coming, and I'm like, my phone started going off, and I was like, I looked at my phone, and he was like, well, I guess you forgot that I was coming over. I'm at the front door. And I was like, and then to the other guy, I was like, you have to leave right now. You have to go out the back door.
Did you guys still go on the date?
No. Oh my God. No. Well, it was another thing that was really sad about it was that like this really fancy coffee shop I worked at, this is the bank that I got robbed at. I worked at the bank at the time, and across the street was kind of like this super indie kind of cool coffee place. Mm-hmm. And I used to go over and get espresso. And it turned out that the guy that I was dating was like best friends with the people who owned that coffee house. And so for like a good, like, I don't know, like 2 weeks or whatever, when I was seeing this guy, like I would go over and we would talk about him and we were like friendly and they would like give me free espresso and
shit. Oh my God, you fucked it up.
I totally fucked it up. Like I was like, they were like, you can't ever come in here again.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was like
blacklisted. Oh, everybody knew about it. I guess that's what you get for being a hoe.
A hoe with no espresso.
A hoe with no espresso. Oh,
man. I think that's the title of this episode.
A hoe with no espresso. It's a good title. That place where I lived was like a den of iniquity. It was like a lot of dirty shit happened
there. And you lived there alone?
Yes and no. I had a roommate who abruptly moved to San Francisco. And then I actually lived there with AJ.
Oh, okay.
As well. And AJ didn't live there when I was banging people in the dining room, I don't think.
But then he did live there. But then he did live there. Still banging people.
I can't get into all that business, but there was a lot of things happened.
A lot of things happened like at one time, like as in
sometimes,
a party.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Oh, the young days.
My checkered
now
past.
I imagine that. I'm like,
that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of fucking thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I barely want to take care of myself. Why do I want to,
right,
like, four people, whatever, like, you know.
The organizational, like, prospects are right. Just
I can't
too
move
much.
As much, can't bend as
right,
much.
Right.
Really just.
Right. And I also, I hate more people now.
Right.
Like, so I'm like, right. I don't want to deal with your ego. I don't want you to like, be like, oh, I feel bad because you're not touching me here. Like, no, I don't need your attitude.
We just stick to what we got.
Yes.
We're good with that. All right. So let's see here. We have, okay. Leslie sent us some questions. Oh, this is the good thing about Leslie. She was on her Twitter game
this
week.
Yes. Thank you, Leslie.
I sent a tweet out. It said, send us two questions you want us to ask our co-hosts that come in, or our interviewers. Mm-hmm. Or interviewees. You'll get the show 8 hours before anyone else. And guess what she did? Well, she didn't follow instructions very well.
Yeah,
because she put the questions on Twitter, which I didn't care. I'm like, oh my God, we got questions. I'm like, give me your information. I'll send it to you. Because we can do that. And then she emailed and she goes, Oh, I'm sorry. I tweeted the two questions rather than email them, as you clearly requested, and I ignored. I don't follow directions well in the first place, and I'm a little impaired this evening. She said I deleted the tweets, which you didn't have to do. But she gave me the questions, and she got the link. And she was able to listen to the show 8 hours before someone else. Look at that.
Cause and effect.
Right. No one else responded, but oh well, maybe in the future.
Maybe in the future we could do little fun things
like that. Be watching
your
Twitter, and you'll get the...
Get on that tweet.
You'll get the show before anyone else. It was pretty cool. I liked it.
A little bonus.
Bonus, bonus.
A little bonus.
We have another phone call. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, Ricky and Adam. So, I know Ricky said he likes more participation and the calls and the emails and stuff, but I'm wondering, how far are we wanting this participation? Because, like, if you need a dedicated studio fluffer, I'm willing to fill this role. I will take one for the team, and, anyway, I don't know where I'm at right now. So you guys have fabulous weekend, and I will hear from y'all later. So glad you get to talk to me.
Well, thank you very much for offering to be our fluffer for
that
us.
That is quite the offer.
I am very upset to report that neither Adam or myself are hard while we do this show. And there's no reason for us to be hard.
No, that's true. I mean, I guess if there was a fluffer present, we would.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird because we're friends and it's kind of like not that type of friend. Like, you have those friends and then you have your friends.
That's true.
And then, yeah, no.
Yeah, we'd have to have like a privacy curtain.
I could be down with that. That would be okay.
It'd be like voting booths.
Right. He goes pull on one lever and then he comes and pulls the other lever.
There you go. That's fine. Vote here.
He's loving him some Ginger Cast, I guess. Good. Huh, right? Congratulations. You're
as
the winner.
It should be.
Maybe one day you can be a fluffer here. I don't know. What? But also, then again, we just talked about how we're not interested in multiple things.
One of us is a married lady. One of us is soon to be married. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, we may elope sooner rather than later.
Oh.
Yeah.
I told you that was a wonderful idea.
Yeah, we talked about it last week in the car on the way to Jollibee.
That was an interesting meal.
It was. I enjoyed it.
So the restaurant is like Filipino junk food. It's kind of like their McDonald's.
Yeah.
Apparently. And they sell like chicken and hot dogs and shit like...
They
spaghetti
have like
and
a Filipino
chili
spaghetti.
They
do
have
they
all
have
kinds
chili?
I think so.
They
it's like
we
some
got
kind of mango stuff.
We both got pancit, which is like a rice noodle dish, and we got and it came with a side of like fried chicken that you dipped in gravy. It was so
well. We
good.
Had a choice of what we wanted. We could get gravy, ranch, or something else. We were like, fucking gravy. And even at the end, I was like, don't you fucking judge me, but I am putting the spoon in this gravy and I'm fucking eating it.
I wasn't going to say that on the podcast, but it's true. Ricky drank the gravy.
Right. It was just so good.
It was real good. But they
need
don't
a
really...
little hot sauce. There was no flavoring.
It was a little, you need a little spice. But they don't really have Jollibee everywhere.
No, there's only one here. And I think they're opening another one in like somewhere in the city.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're a very big company in the United States that I know of.
They're huge, though, in the Philippines.
You have
apparently.
To be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, have you met Cheryl, Lauren's friend Cheryl?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, my God, I want to go there so bad.
It was packed, y'all. It was real busy.
It's always busy. Like, seriously, I've been open for 8 months now.
Yeah.
And for the first like 5 months, I would go to work and at 6:30 in the morning, people would be lined up to eat there.
That's crazy. I mean, it was their chicken was on point though.
I'd have to say it's a good second to Popeyes.
Yeah. I mean, I would venture to say that it's better than KFC.
Oh, definitely better than KFC.
Yeah.
But kind of like what I liked about it is there wasn't really any seasoning in the crust. So yeah, it's just kind of like crispy chicken, yeah, which was nice, but that's what the gravy was for.
Yeah, and it was juicy. It was
so juicy. Juicy.
Oh my God.
And you had a mango pie too, right?
Yeah, mango peach pie. It was like a McDonald's apple pie, but like so much better.
And then we like had to like, you know, fat boy it up by saying, oh, could you imagine what that's like on like ice cream?
And then we were like putting like, in a blizzard. Yes. Yes. I love fantasizing so about food is one of my favorite things to do. Which,
I'm the person that's having dinner and then thinking about what I'm having for dinner tomorrow, because mm-hmm. I'm that like not American. You, what is it? North. No, not North American. It's so like U.S. United, yeah, United States citizen.
What I think what you can say American.
Oh, you could say American,
because that paints a picture.
Yeah, but it paints a picture of not the part of America I want to be a part of.
Yeah, it's very consumerist culture, sort right. of.
But yeah, it was good and delicious, and I want that gravy like on my pancakes.
Ooh.
Ooh, on potato pancakes. Oh. Like potato cakes with that gravy.
Yes. Oh, speaking
ooh,
of
my God, that would be so good.
Filipino food. So there's a really good Filipino restaurant by like near where I live, like mm-hmm. I'm kind of Lincoln Square-ish. Well, it is Lincoln Square, basically. But I forgot, like, we had gone to Jollibee, and then I went there this past weekend. So I've had a lot of Filipino food in, like, the past week. Mm-hmm. But it's BYOB.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing. And it's, like, the price is right. There were six of us. And I think, like, with tip, it was, like, $120.
Oh, that's not bad.
Right?
And it's good food?
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so good.
What's Filipino food compared to? Like, what would you compare? Like, I know Jollibee is not like,
well, they have different kinds of pancit, which is like the noodles. Mm-hmm. So we got that this past time. They do like fried chicken is like a big thing for them. Mm-hmm. So they have really good crispy chicken. They have really good barbecue chicken.
What's the name of this place?
Isla Pilipina. It's that's
a lot of something I can't say.
Isla, like ISLA.
Islands of pineapple? Pina? Pineapple Island?
I think it's like Filipino Island, like Pilipina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not pineapples.
Well, piña in Spanish is pineapple. So, and they're part Spanish. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have like a lot of noodle dishes. I had Filipino menudo.
No.
Oh my God, no. It was so good. And it was like chicken and hot dogs and like gravy. Oh my God, no. It was so good. It was so good. I highly recommend
chicken,
it.
Chicken, hot dogs, and gravy. They love hot dogs there, right?
They do love hot dogs and spaghetti.
And boiled eggs. They had boiled eggs in the deal.
They had boiled eggs in the dish. I don't think I've had anything with boiled eggs. A lot of stuff has a lot of ginger in it, which
as
was
it should be.
Yes. Everybody should have a little ginger in them. Or a lot of ginger.
Right. Keeps you from getting allergic.
That's right.
All right, let's do this last phone call. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, Ricky and Adam. Just wanted to say hey. I was listening to one of the older episodes, number 659 to be exact, and you and Ricky, what the hell his name was? I'm sorry, I'm sick. You and Roger were talking about the NRA and how these guns are, you know, shouldn't be legal, blah, 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 blah. Well, they just passed a court ruling that the AR-15, I think is that the one, the assault rifle, yeah, is going to be banned because it is not protected by the Constitution. I don't know. You have to read the article. I read it. It was on Rolling Stones like 2 days ago. So today is February 20 something or other. I also wanted to say that I am caught up with the newest episodes with Adam. You're doing a great job. Twitter is confusing as fuck, but I do like the ideas of y'all's hashtag things. They are fucking sweet. I actually tweeted y'all. It was pretty cool, you know. Now what else is I going to say? Anyway, so I'm still listening to the old ones. I just happened to have to update my podcast thing, and it gave me the new one. So I started listening to it because on the little program notes said, you know, new whatever. No, you know, new co-host or whatever you put on there. So I just want to tell you, you did a great job. Keep it up. Believe me, there have been a lot of co-hosts on here, and I hate to say it, but I doubt you'll be the last co-host for the Foul Monkeys. All right. Well, y'all have a wonderful weekend. I and I will talk to y'all soon. Bye.
That was like, well, hashtag don't get too comfortable, bitch.
Right. I don't, you know, I can't explain the multiple co-hosts. It's not, I mean, things happen in people's lives.
Right. So, and like, people, I mean, move, just, you move.
Right. People like have things going on in their lives. You know, it just, a bunch of things happen and that's how it's been. It's been 10 years. What can I say?
Times change.
Times change. Congratulations on doing a good job, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then hashtagging things. Maybe we should do some more hashtagging, like use this in a sentence or whatever, right. You know?
It could be like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Hashtag don't get too comfortable, bitch.
What is that? What did they do? Like the word of the day on Pee Wee's Playhouse, and everybody would scream.
Right.
That's you can't really scream on Twitter, I guess, but
you can. It's all capital letters.
All capital letters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, like 45 does. I hate him, the president.
Oh yeah.
Can't
do all them. I didn't really read any news this week. I was going to try to say something smart, but no, I did read news this week. I was just really busy.
I'm kind of like tired of everything with him, and I don't even want to look at it anymore.
I want to say somebody filed a lawsuit against him, in regards to the presidency, and it actually is going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. It's like some kind of fraud or something with the voting system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was reading an article this morning that Muhammad Ali Jr. was held in an airport and detained in an airport, asked if he was an American citizen, asked if he was a Muslim. I'm like, bitch, really? Really?
I want somebody to fucking try to detain me, and I will be tased and crazy. Like hashtag tased and crazy.
Right.
Because I can't, I am very, in situations like that, I'm very confrontational. Mm-hmm. Like the one time that
Let's practice. I'm an agent.
Okay.
You come off of a domestic flight. You flew from Kentucky.
Okay.
To here.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, can I have your phone, please, and let me review it so we can make sure you're a citizen?
For what?
We do what we want, and you're going to give it to us.
No, ma'am.
Do you have your papers?
I'm a leave right now. Like, I'm a walk away from the situation, because if I stand here any longer, I'm gonna get angry. I was once detained coming home from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost missed my connection. It was actually, I flew from Dublin to, it was from Copenhagen to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to fly from Chicago to Pittsburgh. And they were like, they like circled a special part of my ticket or whatever for like special screening or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if I miss my goddamn flight because of you, I want you to pull out your goddamn wallet and pay for my hotel.
Right.
Because I'm not playing.
And my new first class ticket.
That's right. But I managed to make it. And like,
what did they detain you? Like, what were they asking you?
They just asked me a bunch of questions, like where I came from and like what business I had. Like, and also
I just came from Copenhagen. I was sucking a bunch of dick. Is that what you said?
As a matter of fact, verbatim. No,
oh my God. It's like I was there.
But like, I also feel like to a certain degree, like if you have more experience with that sort of thing, you tend to be more patient.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, which is fucked up, is like a 20 something white guy. I was like, what do you think I'm going to do in this airport right now?
Right.
Like, you don't need to worry about me. But I get very confrontational and defensive when I feel like I'm in the right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the time, did I tell you the time that I, this is really, I'm telling horrible stories about myself. Like,
but they're amazingly
about being horrible. A hoe. And then this one time, a hoe
with no espresso.
And I, one time, this guy ran a stop sign and almost hit me in McDuff. And I reached in his car and choked him out. And George heard me. It was like the corner by where we live. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm talking like this is like less than a year ago, but I get real, like people drive like fucking
crazy
maniacs in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And it's like residential, like super residential. There are stop signs fucking everywhere.
Like 25, that shit.
Yes, it is. There's no reason to be fucking screeching right around a goddamn corner. And so this motherfucker almost hit me and McDuff, and I stopped in the middle of the street and I just looked at him like in front of his car, and I was like, and he wound down his window.
He got the ginger stare.
He sure did. And he wound down his window to try to yell at me, and I was like, excuse me, sir. And I reached right in there and grabbed him by the throat.
Uh-huh.
And George said, I must have blacked out, because George said he could hear me from our condo building screaming, you are nothing, at this man. And I am working on my anger management.
Right.
This is why I take Xanax sometimes, so I don't choke strangers. But I get real, like, you know what it's like, though.
Some people deserve it.
If somebody fucks with my dogs,
it's like, on.
It's on.
It's on.
Exactly.
Someone fucked with my dogs a few weeks ago, and it was on. Like,
yeah?
I had to take care of a situation.
Did you?
It was pretty bad.
Did you have to cut a bitch?
I cut a bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Shank them.
I don't do well with that.
No, I don't
anyone
either.
Anyone that almost like hits my dog is just, even here, like where I live is residential, same where you are, but why do you have to go 50 miles an hour down a street?
You sure don't.
There are children.
And I'm going to tell you about
there's it. There's a sign that says deaf. You should not be driving that fast when there's mm-hmm. deaf people that live around. And you should, it
just in just general, stop. Yes.
If you want to drive that fast, go on the highway. You won't go that fast because it's always fucking crowded. So don't get a Mustang or a Camaro or think right. that you're going to be a vroom, vroom. No one gives a shit here.
Nope.
Everybody rides a bike, takes a Lyft. Nope.
Yeah.
No one cares about your sports car. Take it out to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. All I right. mean, I just people and like it's like people in like vans and shit. Right. I almost got hit by a man in a van once.
Hashtag man in a van.
Hashtag man in a van. And he wound down his window to try to yell at me. And I was like, motherfucker, no. And he like, it was him and his wife.
I'm going to start pulling out a fake gun.
And he like started getting out of the van. And I was like, oh, are you going to hit me right now? Are you going to try to strike me? Because here's my phone. Here is 9-1. You want me to press that next one?
Right.
Get back in your van.
Hashtag get back in your van.
But I won't even, there was a one time in the morning, and like when I'm walking my dog, people are like going to the train or like commuting or whatever. And MacDuff
getting
doesn't
on your nerves.
Yes, but MacDuff does not give a fuck where you are trying to walk. He will like he crosses wherever he wants, and I try to control him when like guys are like walking towards me or people are in the street, because I'm sure it is annoying to have some dog like suddenly cut across and like you have to step over a leash or whatever. But this one time this guy, MacDuff did it, and I was like, oh buddy, like you got to make room for other people. And I was like trying to move him. And this guy was like, you better move your dog before I kick him. And I was like, I will tell you what, if you even try to kick my dog, you're going to have worse problems than a dog walking in front of you.
Is it awful of me to think of situations of where somebody like threatens my dog and I take them off the leash and I just want them to like go after their jugular. But before they do that, I just take the leash, wrap it around their throat and like just bend them over backwards and like
oh
break
my
their
God.
Necks.
So like MacDuff is a gentle dog. He would like he doesn't bark at people. He doesn't growl at people. He's a nice, sweet dog. But I, on the other hand, am not. A nice,
not a sweet
dog.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. And it was funny because one of my, like, our neighbors that also have a dog was on the same street. And, like, she stopped to, like, look and was, like, ready to, like, jump in. But, like, and he kept going. He was like, what did you say to me? And I was like, I think you fucking heard me,
right.
buddy.
Like, if I have to repeat myself, you're not listening.
Right. I was like, I will fuck you up. So.
Gingers can get crazy, I think. I think it's a thing.
Maybe it's our lack of souls.
Like it could be. And our small dicks, I guess, or whatever.
Well, whatever. I'll tell you right now, that's not true.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need Terry to come over and, you know, just
maybe.
But
bring your tape measure.
Holy shit.
No.
Bring your yardstick.
Yeah, that's right. You might need to bring two. Oh my God. People are going to just think
Wait,
I'm like.
Can they just use a Sharpie and mark it and then use the same one again?
I guess so. That's true.
It saves wood. Saving wood on
wood. Saving wood on wood.
Hashtag wood on wood. All right.
Oh my
so
God.
We're at 40 minutes. We got all the phone calls. So we need more phone calls.
Thanks
we need
for
more
calling,
emails.
Everybody.
We can always take questions for ourselves too. I mean, we're looking
for
questions
sure.
for our guests, but that's more of a permanent list, but for questions for ourselves, please send them away and we will answer them.
Yes, we will.
I think that's all we have to say today, right?
That is it.
All right. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.